Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and every god I do.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Dave McCush. Dave is one of the two owners of Buck and Daisy, along with Ash Wells. And Buck and Daisy is a business that raises rabbits. So Dave, how long have you guys been raising rabbits?
I think we're at about 2.5 to 3 years now. I'm not sure exactly on the date. But we started because we wanted to raise our own meat, because we wanted to know how it was being raised, to be responsible for it and make sure it was being treated well.
Mm-hmm. Is there a market locally for rabbit meat?
There seems to be. We have a lot of trouble supplying our demand at this point. We raise quite a bit.
And do you keep some sort of a mailing list of people who are interested?
We have a mailing list, and we just have a going list on our own. A lot of people find us at the farmer's market or just around town, and we're always putting people on the list.
Do you think that there's room for growth then for the rabbit industry in general in Humboldt County?
I think there is. At least right now, I think there is.
Where do you keep your rabbits at?
We're based out of Bayside, California.
Okay. And do you have a pretty big piece of property to raise all the rabbits on, or does it take very much space?
Rabbits don't take a ton of space. We're on a 2-acre plot, but we're not using that mainly for the rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
They take probably about, our rabbit tree is probably about 100 feet long and 15 feet wide.
Oh, okay. And that's the name of a place, the home for rabbits is a rabbit tree.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. And what do you feed your rabbits?
Right now we feed a mix. It's from Nutrina. There's a few other feeds that we use Nutrina, but some people use Bar-Ale, which is out of Willits, and we've just heard of a place that's doing organic feed.
Do they tend to, you see rabbits in the wild, and you assume that they're eating grass or eating plants and things like that out in the wild. Do you add some fresh grass to their feed?
We don't tend to do that. We'll use alfalfa and grass hay to help them eat, and that's good for their digestive tract and such. It keeps them sort of cleaned out. They're real sensitive to what they eat, so if you change their diet rapidly, they can get quite sick and oftentimes die if you're not careful. Okay. So we try to keep their feed pretty standard.
What is the life cycle of a rabbit? You always hear about things breeding like rabbits, so you assume that they have big litters. What's the real story on the rabbits?
With our rabbits, we usually breed around 7 to 8 months. You don't want to go much earlier because they can have problems. Some of the books say 6 months is all right, but we found that's not true. When it's time to breed a rabbit, we'll always bring the doe to the buck. And basically a few minutes later to a few seconds later, they've mated. And then we'll pull the doe back out and put her in her cage. If you go the other way, sometimes the does are more territorial and they can actually injure the buck. So you want to always go doe to buck.
Do does go into heat? Can you breed them at any time?
There are times when they're more susceptible, and there's actually months when they're more susceptible. August is really hard when it's hot. The dead of winter is almost impossible. But like spring and fall seem to work pretty well.
Oh, okay.
They don't necessarily, as far as we know, they don't have a heat cycle like what we'd be used to like with a cat or something.
Uh-huh.
But they say upon mating, they can actually ovulate within 3 hours. So if they mate and they weren't ready or they didn't have an egg ready, they will have an egg ready within 3 hours.
Oh,
so they're generally pretty fertile.
Okay, and so the sperm then stays alive until the egg comes along and they are fertilized.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
And oftentimes what we do is we breed in the morning and then we wait 8 hours and we breed again in the afternoon. And that sort of ensures that an egg is present, or several eggs in the case of a rabbit. About 31 days later, you'll have between 6 and 12 rabbits born. We put a nest box out. It's basically a box full of hay that the mother will sort of burrow into and have her young in that. We put that about 3 to 4 days before we expect them to be due.
And about how many babies do they have?
6 to 12.
6 to 12, okay.
12, we usually don't want that many because it's hard for the mother to raise that many. Okay. We're happy between like 8 and 10 is what we're shooting for.
How long does it take until they become weaned?
5 to 6 weeks. And then it's another 6 more weeks before they're ready for sale.
And then you're also part of the Humboldt Poultry Cooperative, which is, it's actually a group of people, mobile processing unit for processing chickens and rabbits.
Yes.
And so tell me about how you got involved with that.
A lot of people are approaching us like restaurants to have the rabbit meat in the restaurant. And the way we process now, since we're processing under exemption, we're not allowed to sell to restaurants. And if we process through the mobile processing unit, we're not allowed to sell to restaurants either because it's still under exemption. But with this mobile processing unit, there's an opportunity to create a situation where the animals are state inspected, and then they can be sold to supermarkets and restaurants. And a lot of us are interested in that. But we're starting right now just doing the backyard poultry and the farmer market.
And it's a lot more efficient to have this great place where everything's all located in one trailer and you can bring it in and do a lot of animals at the same time.
Sure. It's got 5 functioning stations for processing animals, just a super clean, top-notch facility. So one of the things that's nice, you know, even though we don't necessarily have to process there, we prefer to because it's so much cleaner and so much nicer than what we, you know, could do anywhere else. And especially if you're raising birds, it's got all the equipment you need for birds. Rabbits require far less equipment than birds do.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I've read that it's easier to process rabbits than chickens.
You know, we're not super good, but we can get through a rabbit and probably 20 minutes each.
Uh-huh.
I know some people can go a lot quicker. We take our time with it too, which is because we want it to have a nice look when it's done.
Do you try to control certain traits of the animals with breeding? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of the things we pay close attention to is the quality of our line, if you will. We breed 2 different breeds. So we have what they call satins, and they're sort of a medium-sized rabbit that's got a nice shiny coat to them. And we raise a heritage breed. It's on the endangered breed list called silver foxes, and we really want to keep those nice as well. And we actually show. We went to nationals last year, and we show in California when we can, and we do pretty well. And the way we breed is there's basically a standard that you follow, and you're looking for that. So whenever we select a new doe or a new buck, we make sure that we're as close as we can to that standard. And then we only breed those rabbits.
So there's a list of traits that you're looking for that are the standard.
Yes.
And then you're trying to find your one that meets most of those.
We're trying to get as close as we can to the standard.
Okay.
And it can be difficult. It's sometimes amazed at, you know, where do these mystical rabbits live that fit the standard. But I think we do pretty well with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is trying to find a rabbit that will put on a lot of weight one of the things that you're looking for? I mean, imagine you're trying to sell a meat animal that might be something that you'd be looking for, not necessarily fat, but putting on weight.
That seems like the obvious thing to look for, but sometimes that's not true. Especially with rabbits, when you raise them for meat, you're looking for a medium-sized animal. The bigger rabbits tend to be heavier framed, and so you actually get a lot of bone to meat, and that's not so good in your food. What we're looking for is basically a rabbit that's the right size, that gets up to size quickly, is probably a better thing to look for. So we're hoping to get a rabbit that weighs 5 pounds within 3 months.
From a 5-pound rabbit, how much meat, the finished product?
The finished product at 5 pounds weighs about 3 pounds.
3 pounds, okay.
Yeah. And so that's our goal, is get 3-pound rabbits. That's what we're shooting for.
Do you prepare rabbit meat yourself and eat it yourself? And what's your favorite way to prepare it?
What's funny is we've done this for, 2.5 years now. Our demand's been so high that we've maybe at most kept 4 rabbits out of everything we've done. But there's a few surefire ways to make it good. Teriyaki sauce just seems to make everything easy. Sometimes you can do it like a marinade in teriyaki. A mustard sauce is usually what a lot of people use. I've heard of people braising the rabbit and then just slowly cooking it like I'm in a crock or something. Uh-huh. And that makes it real tender. Some of our customers just like to barbecue it like chicken. We do have a book called 1001 Recipes for Rabbit, and there's tons of recipes online.
If people want to get in touch with you to buy rabbit meat, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Probably going to the website, buckanddaisy.com, buckanddaisy.com.
Well, this has been really interesting, and it's made me very hungry. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've been talking with David McCush.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and avocado.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call our listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.